glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Who doesn't need a mediator now and again? A conspiracy takes place against parents when the children discover that one of their siblings gets more yes answers than the others. So when the whole clan wants to persuade mom and dad about something, we know who it is that's elected to present their case. Most counselors find themselves in the role of being a mediator for troubled married couples. Businesses use mediators to work out details of contracts and business adventures with other companies. Lots of folks go to work to be a mediator for their place of business. Sometimes within a business itself, between the workforce and the administration, there is need for someone outside the business, outside the company, to come and be a mediator to help resolve their problems. Much of a lawyer's work is that of mediation. We find ourselves in need of a mediator from time to time. Jesus Christ is willing to be our personal mediator. He can and will bring about harmony and peace between us and our God. Today, we will share a message about Jesus as the mediator between mankind and the Heavenly Father. All of us who produce moments of inspiration are praying for you today and for your spiritual needs. We pray this edition of Moments will bring blessings to you and yours. Following the song, we will continue our message about Jesus, our mediator.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. For the Lord who made the heavens and earth will be my strength forever. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth.
The very first thing I believe is necessary about this subject of Jesus being our mediator between us and the Father is that we need one. We are sinners and our sins separate us from Him. We are not in harmony with God. We are not at peace with God because of our sins. And unless we believe this to be true, the rest of my message doesn't really mean much. Clearly, the Bible convicts us of our sinful nature and the condemnation that comes to unsaved sinners. We need saving, and we cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior. That's where Jesus comes in. He is declared to be the Savior of the world. Remember those words from the angel spoken to Joseph in his dream. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And we should remember the words of Jesus when he proclaimed, "The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." In view of our own need for a mediator, we find Jesus not only willing to serve us in this way, But that is the reason why he came and why God sent him into the world. That beloved passage of Scripture found in John 3:16 shares it very well. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God sent Jesus to save us. The Apostle Paul speaks of us having peace with God through a reconciliation. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we find these truths. God was making peace with mankind through his Son Jesus. He was not counting sins against us. And he appeals to the lost world that we might be saved through his own Son. The question may come if there are other ways to have this peace. Can someone else serve as our mediator? Can we find peace with God through another means? And the answer to all of these questions is no, according to the Bible. Jesus is the Savior. It is his blood that cleanses us from our sins. His atoning sacrifice is the only one that will be accepted by our God. No one else can mediate for us because no one else has lived the righteous life and given us his life on our behalf. Jesus made this very emphatic statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me." In the Hebrew letter, the author gives many proofs of the fact that only Jesus can be our mediator. He is the mediator of the new covenant that God brought about through Jesus. Even the old Jewish ways set up by God through Moses no longer have access to the Father. Hebrews 9:15 explains that because Christ's unblemished blood had been given to cleanse us, For that reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, and those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The Apostle Paul wrote these words that proclaim this very fact. He wrote, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Other questions may come up regarding Jesus as the mediator between God and sinners. Question may be, will Jesus mediate for every person? Is he available for such an arrangement? He has made it possible by dying for all sinners to mediate for everyone. But will he only mediate for those who choose him? How then do we choose him? The Scriptures teach that we call on the name of Jesus by having faith that leads to a repentance and of a sinful life, and then a submission to him as Lord through our obedience. We choose by claiming the forgiveness of our sins through his blood. In our baptism into Christ, we appeal to God to have our guilty conscience cleansed from our past sins, and we are claiming Jesus to be Lord over our lives. By this submissive act of faith, we begin a new life by having Jesus as our mediator. And now we can bring our offerings, our sacrifices, worship, and prayers to God in the name of Jesus. Another question, but what if we sin again and fall short of his expectations? Will he continue to be our mediator? Oh, yes, indeed he will. 1 John 2:1 is written to Christians who have chosen Jesus through faith and obedience. And it says, if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Well, we must draw our teaching to a close. One more question that needs asking. Have you secured the only mediator to plead your case before God? If you have not done so today, let us encourage you to consider this urgent need in your life. Through whatever studies of the Scripture and ministries needed, we will and are willing to help you to know Jesus as your Savior, helping you make him your Lord. This is Max Pratt, and on behalf of all of us who make Moments of Inspiration possible, we rejoice in sharing our program with you today, and we pray for another opportunity to share our faith in Jesus together once again.
Lord, be there for me when I fall. Be there for me when I call. Be there for me, dear Lord. Lord, you be there for me when I go. Be there for me when I call. Be there for me, dear Lord. You be there. Lord, you be there for me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.